This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Hundreds of central New Mexico farmers along the Rio Grande face a second straight year of irrigation supplies being cut off early. The board that oversees the Middle Rio Grande Conservancy District voted Friday to end irrigation deliveries a month early because of low water availability. The October 1st shutoff means that winter crops are at risk. The board said the shutoff is necessary because of long-term drought and a large water debt owed to users in southern New Mexico and Texas. The district's decision is driven in part by the 1939 Rio Grande Compact, which governs river water deliveries among New Mexico, Texas, and Colorado. New Mexico already owes about 43 billion gallons to downstream users. If that deficit reaches 65 billion gallons, the state could face more restrictions on accessing stored water from El Vado Reservoir. All Navajo Nation executive branch employees will need to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of September or face regular testing. Tribal President Jonathan Nez announced the new rules yesterday. They apply to full, part-time, and temporary employees, including those working for tribal enterprises like utilities, shopping centers, and casinos. More than 80% of the tribe's workers are already fully vaccinated, but Nez says getting the rest inoculated is needed to ensure the workforce on the reservation can serve tribal members. The tribe reported just 30 new cases yesterday and no new deaths related to the virus. It's been hard hit by the virus and closed its reservation for months last year. Vaccine appointments are widely available on the reservation. Find more online at KUNM.org. This is KUNM.